Love you too. You know, Seattle, most of you know this, is my second home. Most people around the country, wherever I go, New York and everywhere, especially New York, I think more than any place else, says, why don't you open a church up here? I said, no, sorry, it's in Seattle and San Jose. So, and it is in Renton, and you can get it from any of the ministers, these wonderful ministers that are back there helping at the table. In case some of you are new and you don't know what we're about, we're a Gnostic Christian group. And Gnosis meaning seeking after your own truth. We don't have dogma, but we do have what we call righteous rules. In other words, we don't believe in killing and maiming and hurting and lying and very much what our Lord taught and not what dogma says. I thought a long time about what I would talk to you tonight about, and I guess it's the same thing that prompted me to start writing again. You know, I really, really wanted to be a writer. I mean, even though being psychic all my life, I was, what is the noise down here? Mouths. I always wanted to be a writer, but of course I've always been psychic, but it took me till I was, what, 55 before I could realize my dream. So some of you sitting out there saying, I'm never gonna realize my dream, shut up. Just be patient, because it comes. If you just are steadfast and you keep at it and you never lose it. But getting back to what I was gonna talk to you about, and what prompted the book was because in the last 10 years, more than all 63 years that I've been a psychic, more than the last 48 years that I've been practicing, I began to hear people say to me, Sylvia, I'm afraid I'm not spiritual enough. Sylvia, I'm afraid that I'm not on track. Sylvia, I'm afraid that I'm off track. Sylvia, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Then they begin to say, Sylvia, how am I doing spiritually? What am I doing here? Why was so-and-so so bad in my life? So I said, okay. The questions asked, I'm gonna put it all down in a book. But tonight, we're going to address fears, because this is the one thing, and it's really linked to guilt, isn't it? Because guilt is a sister of fear. Guilt means I'm afraid that I've done something wrong. And so what I wanna do tonight is address some of the major fears we all have. Now, we can go into snakes and water and heights and all that. We will go into that a little bit, but the number one fear, you may say falling, darkness, stage fright, whatever. No, it's not. The number one fear is abandonment across the board. And it's a sister of rejection. Now, let me tell you how these are linked and where it comes from. From the very point that we came into this life, came down from the other side where we did write our chart. People don't like to hear that. We'll get into that in a minute. We were separated from the divine, from God. And from that came the feeling of aloneness, isolation, and abandonment. That's why no matter how much you get a Porsche, a house, the so-called, please help us God, soulmate, you're not going to fill up this hole. You won't, because this hole fills up when we go back home. And once you know that, I think it makes it easier, because you keep trying to fill it up with, people fill it up with food, they fill it up with alcohol, they fill it up with drugs, they fill it up with things. It can't be filled up. And you say, but that's such awful thing. No, no, it's like a diagnosis. You see, it's like having something wrong with you, and if you don't know what the hell it is, it worries you, doesn't it? But once the doctor says, oh, it's your ear infection. Even if it's a horrible diagnosis like cancer, at least you can fight. You can fight to live. You don't have to fight this knowing what it is. See, we believe in our Gnostic faith belief that knowledge sets you free. You say, oh, well, that's what it is. I'm homesick for the other side. Of course you are. We all are. And the more spiritual we get, the more we get homesick. Now, does that mean we're all going to meet on a bridge tomorrow and take a header? No. Not a bad idea, but we're not going to do it. Because you see, if you do that, then you have to come back and do it again. Not fun. Not fun at all. Because you don't break the contract. And I can prove this to you. If our Lord couldn't break the contract and went to Gethsemane and said to God, please let me out of this mess. And we know that God said what? Sorry. You chose it. You're going to do it. See, this removes the mean, hateful God, doesn't it? People all the time make me crazy. They say, God took my child. God sent me this. God hates me. God's disappointed in me. God doesn't love me. See, the minute you start doing that, you make God human. God is all perfect, all loving, all good, all caring, all forgiving. You're the one that has a problem with you. You say, but I'm so guilty. Why? Did you mean to be mean? I bet you 99.9% of the time, and I'm being exaggerated with that, we set out not to harm. We don't mean to do something bad. I'm hearing so much guilt anymore. Sylvia, I did this when I was young. Sylvia, I wasn't there for my dad's funeral. Your dad doesn't care. I have never had a spirit or ghost come back to me and say, damn it. Do I hate my headstone? I said to my boys, I want them to throw me over the back fence. First of all, because I hate the neighbors. And I just can see it. I want to be there and have them say, whoo, what is that smell? What Sylvia, they threw her over the back fence. We don't know what to do with her. People will come to me and say, oh, does Daddy mind if I gave the watch to Cynthia? Does Mama mind that I gave her house? Nobody cares about that. Or what you did when you were 15, 16, 14, 20, 30, 40, whatever. Unless you meant to do something out of meanness and vengeance. I love what the Asians say. If you go out for vengeance, you should dig two graves, one for you and one for the other person. It's true. Now, the thing that keeps us from spirituality, of course, is fear. Fear that I will not be accepted, and I'm constantly hearing, God did not answer my prayer. Yes, God did. God said no. We always think God has to say yes. But God didn't answer my prayer about my child. No, he said no. Because you wrote your chart. See, we don't like to blame ourselves because we think we were stupid. You're not stupid. When I first heard this as a girl in Missouri, I said, what in the hell was wrong with me? Where was my brain? And then as life went on, and it's not a bed of roses, is it? And most of the time, it's a lot of thorns. I realized that it was a fail-safe. I realized that I was going to perfect whether I liked it or not. And maybe I did check a lot of boxes, that maybe I bit off more than I could chew. But without that, you never know what you're going to learn.